Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of September 2017, and this is the 649th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's quite late, it's nearly 8 o'clock, and I'm reminded that on Mondays it is much better if I do my podcasts in the morning or... Well, I was going to say lunchtime, but I couldn't do that today. That's why it's so late, because from before lunch onwards, I've been out and about. And when I get back, it's sort of time to eat and go to bed. I've been going to bed quite early this last week of my retreat, so that I can get up early and go for my longer walks, and go for walks before I go to the cafe. Last week I was getting back at 8, but if I'm going to do my walks before the cafe where I read the quiz, I need to be there by 7:30, so it does mean getting up quite early. And the only way I can get up early is if I go to bed early. So I'm trying to get myself a bit into a different rhythm. If I can keep this up, I'll be really happy about it. But it does mean that I can't dawdle quite as much as I once did or usually do in the evenings. I quite like sitting down to work in the evenings, actually, as well. But that's not... I can't do both. I have to decide which of those two things I'm going to do. I don't know what the answer is, really. For me, early mornings work really well, and evenings work really well, and it's the middle of the day that doesn't work quite so well. But I find I actually need to have at least an 8-hour stretch of sleep. It doesn't really work for me to have a shorter night and then a nap in the day. Ho-hum. We'll see. We'll see. I just need to try out each way and see what I land on. And I think different times of the year will be different. At the moment, the evenings are lovely and long. So they're quite conducive to working. They're also conducive to sleeping. When we change our clocks, and as summer progresses, I'm going to have to try and work around the light. It's been a good day today, getting back. It's been slow, really, to come back into... I was going to say a normal life. It's not really normal at the moment. Normally, this time of night, I would be ringing bells down at the cathedral. But I'm not going to be doing that on Monday evenings this month, because I'm going to be writing instead. So it is different. Normally my Mondays are extremely busy, and it's been lovely actually coming home after Qigong and not needing to do something else straight away apart from doing the podcast. This morning I started to try and work out what the best things about the retreat were. Looking back over the week, I'm going to do this slowly, because I think I need to absorb different parts of it in different ways. But one thing I discovered when I was doing the walks, especially because I was only writing really and doing the walks, so nothing else encroached, that my mind did turn to writerly things. In a way that my walks, perhaps, when I'm doing more things, my thought patterns can go on a bit about things I need to do and people I need to send things to or ring up or things I need to sort out. But because the last week was completely dedicated to the writing, that's what came up. And one of the things that I really noticed was each time I did the walk, and I did each walk a bit differently. I sometimes went against the grain, so to speak, going around different ways, and a couple of times I went off into the bush, into the dense bush where there wasn't a path. Each time I did that, I realized I was learning or observing something that I could bring into my writing. So it wasn't so much that I was thinking about the content of what I was doing, but more that I was experiencing some level of metaphor for what I could do. So it was a bit like a lesson for the day or an insight for the day. And the first one of those was when I went off track. And I realized that as I was going off track, I was really sort of following a dramatic curve that I could almost translate into the kind of structure I was trying to write, where you sort of go off into the unknown as the first part of the novel, and then your obstacles gradually increase. My first obstacle, I think, was the fact that I was wearing reading glasses, and so I couldn't see any of the, I could see some of the tags that were on trees that were an indicator of where one could kind of follow. But quite a few of them I couldn't see because I was wearing my reading glasses. Excuse me, I've got a very dry throat. And so there was that. And then I kind of got lost because of those tags, and so I needed to overcome that. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to pause this and have a little bit of a cough. If I can find the...